This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Gator mentioned it earlier. The Tigers have announced a starting pitcher, and it is Keiter Montero. Gator, your thoughts?
Makes sense. He's been the other starter that they've used during this two-month stretch here. Let's hope it's good Keiter Montero as opposed to bad Keiter Montero, because when he's good, he's great. He gets so much swing and miss because he gets that movement on the pitch, but he's got to be able to command the strike zone and be able to throw strikes so people respect it and then move the ball all over the place and get him chasing it. Look, I don't expect him to go six innings, but he's a guy who can give you a few innings for sure, and if he's going well, then maybe he does give you five innings.
Yeah, I kind of do expect him to be in there for a while. He's had two appearances against Cleveland this year. In those two appearances, he's gone 8 1/3.
Wow.
He's given up four hits.
Wow.
One walk, struck out seven, and no earned runs. So 8 1/3. And you know how many pitches it took him to get through that 8 1/3?
90.
98.
Okay.
So when he threw the 9-inning complete game three-hitter against Colorado, that shutout, he did that in 96 pitches.
Mm.
So they like this matchup. They might be going into this and saying, because when we talked with Dan Dickerson earlier, he talked about how, sure, there's the guy he's starting with and a plan, but as he put it, there's like four plans. There's four paths to victory.
Yeah.
If Montero goes out and is this guy, then you just leave him in there.
Yeah.
You just let him keep rolling. Because... you know, I mean, he didn't go two times through the lineup on Saturday when he faced him, but he's gone two times through the lineup earlier this year when he went 6 1/3 against Cleveland of shutout baseball. So, you know, if he needs to come back and do the righty-lefty thing and throw them off, he can. But the bottom line here is Keiter Montero has had success against this Cleveland. And you look at that and you go, oh, well, of course they're starting him.
Well, that makes sense.
Right?
Where was this information before?
It was right there in front of our face.
I mean, the most obvious thing. Go and look and see who's had success against Cleveland. And, oh, Keiter Montero. Nice.
Yep.
Like I said, when he's good, he's great. So let's hope we get that form of him today. And also, as we've continued to say, get off to a good start offensively. Get a lead early. Get a lead early. The confidence builds, and then it just gets – the pressure gets tighter and tighter and mounts more and more for the team that isn't scoring.
All right, feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. The Tigers are serving as a much-needed distraction to Hurricane Milton. I hope to still have power at 3:08 today and 6:08 tomorrow. Go Tigers, sign Carey in Orlando.
Yeah, that's a tough deal right now, man.
Yep.
I was watching a lot of the coverage last night, and you're just hoping that the storm starts to abate a little bit before it hits landfall, because Category 5, no joke. I don't know where it's at now, if it's still there or if it's dropped down to a 4, but it's, you know, when you talk about thoughts and prayers, this is legit. Before something happens, please, hopefully everybody's going to be safe and get out of this with minimal damage.
Next text, hopefully Montero can stay away from the home run ball. That's the biggest fear with him. Well, yeah, hopefully he can.
There are certain guys I don't want to pitch to.
How about this one? This one's smart, and I hope somebody inside the building is listening right now. Tell the Comerica Park employee to put that number 8 home field advantage stat on the big screen during the game and watch how the crowd reacts for the remainder of the series. Eat them up.
There you go.
That's a great idea.
I like it.
Somebody there is thinking. From an unnamed texter, I'm bringing my laptop to the bar and, quote, working from there this afternoon. Laptop to the bar works.
Nice.
Yep. Steve from Madison Heights says, Little Caesars Arena for tomorrow night's game should open their doors early and show the Tiger game on the screen at center ice till the Red Wings game starts. That place would be rocking too. We have got a bomb sniffing dog up
That's
here
right.
with us.
That's right.
Hey, all right. You're quite all right. Hey, buddy.
Am I allowed to pet the dog?
He barks sometimes, but he don't bite.
All right. Well, we're getting clearance.
All right.
Are we all good?
Thank you.
All right.
We're bomb free once again.
Continuing a streak of shows. Carson Anderson, bomb free. Bomb free since, what, 2007 or whatever it is.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I mean, putting the game on a big screen at Little Caesars before the Red Wing game starts, that place would be going nuts.
Yes, I would imagine so. Well, I mean, they did delay the start of that game for tomorrow night, start of the hockey season for the Red Wings. It's now going to be an 8 o'clock puck drop instead of 7 o'clock to accommodate at the end of this Tigers game.
From Rick, when they made the list of best atmospheres in the baseball playoffs, they should have labeled Comerica Park as TBD. They should have. They're poking the bear. They ranked it 8th out of 8. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, people? 8th out of 8. 248-539-9797. That is hysterical. From Bay Area Transplant, don't let that dog around Kerry Carpenter.
Oh, because he's a bomb waiting to happen. He's waiting to explode.
Hit a bomb the other day. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Dogs just starts barking like crazy.
Yep. Carson Anderson, open lines outside Comerica Park. Want to hear from you. In the meantime, I got a question for you about Jackson Jobe.
Okay.
After he made his appearance against Houston, there was some second guessing, right? Some people, you know, said, hey, there weren't a lot of, wasn't a lot of hard contact from him, but there was some second guessing. And I guess I want to ask, before that opportunity comes up today, are you cool with putting him back out there? Because let's face facts. If you put him out there, and for whatever reason, whether there's hard contact or not, he doesn't get the job done, there's going to be some second guessing of that move. But I don't want people to argue the point after they see the result. Because, you know, the result would back up. But the question is it still make sense to use him? Because there's kind of three ways you can handle Jackson Jobe. One, is not use him at all. Two, is use him only in a low-pressure situation. Or three, is just throw him right back out there.
Not only would I use him, I'm eager to see him pitch. I want him out there at some point. And I don't. Doesn't matter to me if it's a pressure cooker or not. I suppose that they're not going to put him in later in the game. But when we get a game in – maybe it happens today, maybe not, depending on how long Montero can go. But if we're talking like middle innings and you're ready to change pitchers up, absolutely. He's on the roster, right?
Yep.
Okay, well, if he's on the roster, you've got confidence that he can get the job done. What happened in his first outing in the postseason, I have no issue with. None at all. Okay, he hit the first batter, barely got him on the jersey, but it hit batter, take the base, right? And kind of settled down, but doesn't get rewarded for settling down and making pitches that should have gotten him out of an inning. So I have no problem with him whatsoever. If I was A.J. Hinch and I went out there to get him, to bring in another pitcher, would have shook his hand and said, hey, man, we'll talk about this afterwards, but you got nothing. Don't hang your head. You were fine. You made some great pitches out there. Just didn't get the help from the defense that we thought you were going to get. And, you know, that's not likely to be a problem because the Tigers' defense is normally very good.
So you know what I find really interesting is when you hear Major League Baseball players talk, and in recent days, Scooble and Kerry Carpenter have talked about this. Actually, Kerry Carpenter, I heard him talk about this in that podcast, the Road to Detroit podcast from a few years ago that I re-listened to. But so much of baseball is how do you deal with failure, right? Is you have to learn how to deal with failure. And it's as you move on in your career and you get deeper into your career, you learn how to do that. You're better at depth for bouncing back. And that's why I'm strangely not as worried about Spencer Torkelson as some people are, because I think it's just a big part of the game is slumps and getting out of slumps and not letting yesterday's results mess with today's performance.
There's ebbs and flows, man.
But the thing about Jackson Jobe is he is at the infancy stages when it's the hardest. And even if he did pitch well, and as much as people will tell him, hey, there wasn't a lot of hard contact, it's still got to be something that's difficult at his age to deal with. Now, some guys are just wired differently, and maybe he's one of them where it's no problem. He'll go out there and think, I'm striking out the side on three pitches. Like, that's maybe the way he's wired to think. But it's going to be intriguing to see how he responds if he's thrown as a rookie 21-year-old with three career appearances. It's three, right? Three career appearances.
Well, two at the end of the season and one in the postseason.
Yeah, yep. How will he respond? And look, that'll be an interesting one to watch.
The other thing is he's not alone. He can lean on the other players that are in that dugout with him. I mean, maybe they're not pitchers, although there's a bunch of pitchers that are, you know, in the rookie season this year too. But, you know, you see guys like Trey Sweeney that have been brought up, or Wenzel Perez that have been brought up, that Colt Keith spent the whole season here, but this is his first year. Let alone the Hanafis and the Herders of the world and the Gunthers of the world. There's a lot of guys here that this is totally foreign to play in an atmosphere that is playoff baseball. And I think this is one of the benefits of having a guy like Skubal. He doesn't have any experience with it either. But Skubal doesn't care.
No.
He's fearless.
Totally.
And I think the whole team takes that attitude about this. Like, nothing's too big for this team. The moments aren't too big. They've come back time and time again over the last 2 months. They've come back in the postseason. What happened on Monday was incredible. And it's just, you know what that is? Business as usual for the Tigers. They go out there, they'll celebrate it like kids, as they should, and then they get back to work. And that's what I expect today, just getting back to work.